A little boy returning home with a container of honey in his hand. On the way, he repeatedly stuck a finger into the container and licked the honey off it. It really tasted good. A stranger walking close behind saw what the boy was doing, approached him and asked him, "What do you have in the container?" "Some honey, sir." "Honey? Is it sweet?" "Yes, sir." "How sweet is it?" "It is very sweet, sir." "Well, I do not understand you. I asked how sweet your honey is, but you have not told me. How sweet is it?" "It is very, very sweet, sir." Still, the man asked him, "Can you really tell me how sweet your honey is?" By this time, the little boy grew impatient, so he stuck his finger into the honey once again and holding it up and said, "Taste and see for yourself." My dear friends, how do we know something is good? We come to know that something is good not just by reading or hearing about it from others. The testimony of others is wonderful and beneficial, but the best way to find it is to experience it ourselves. We need to know and experience God personally. 2000 years ago, three wise men did just that. Of course, Magi was lucky to experience God, experience Jesus. Today, we commemorate their encounter with the infant Jesus. In today's gospel, we have heard the story of the Magi who came from the east to pay homage to Jesus. Although they were often called the three kings or three wise men, the Bible neither says that they were kings nor how many there were. There is three is only a guess because they brought with them three gifts. The three actions of the Magi that begin with the letter S help us to enable, enrich and experience Jesus' revelation in our life. The first S stand for see. These Magi were certainly men of great learning. They would probably have studied the patterns of the stars. One night, they had seen an unusual star in the sky and knew that it told of the birth of a special person, Jesus, the King of the Jews. They saw the star and they could see it as they looked above. According to the biblical scholars, The place above is considered as the place of God or the place of the divine. My dear friends, to have revelation of the Lord, one must engage himself or herself in seeing the things above or looking at the divine realm. The first reading from the book of Prophet Isaiah emphasizes the notion as it states, "Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow." Virtual world today offers many platforms of search engines, and we do have the answers for all the questions between the sky and the earth. The second yes among the three actions of Magi is search. First one is see, second one is search. Their search engine was star. They trusted in the star and took the trouble to travel many miles to search for the King of the Jews, Jesus. They also used the wrong search engine, King Herod. They asked King Herod, "Hey Herod, where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising." The King Herod didn't give them the correct answer. My dear friends, star was their light and it was the symbol of their search. Do we have a star to guide our life? Who is our search engine? Christ himself is the only star that leads us to God. Christ is only the star who can give us real happiness and success in our life. He has promised to send the Holy Spirit to enlighten us about the true ways. So trust in the star and pray to him and ask him to help us understand and receive his word. Finally, the third and last S is for submit. When the Magi found him, they worshipped him and offered him three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They submitted to Jesus the best of everything once they had seen Jesus at the manger. Throughout the Bible, God reveals to us the various ways to know and experience him. Therefore, let us undertake a personal search for God. Read the scripture with reverence and endeavor to understand it. My dear friends, Bible helps us to know and understand God. Bible and sacraments in the church help us to experience the sweetness of God. Find time to read Bible every day. It will help us to know God personally. We have to know, we have to experience personally in our life. Personal experience is far important to us. Therefore, if you have found him and tasted his sweetness already, pray to him to give you more light, so that you can become more sensitive to the things of the God. If you have not found and tasted the sweetness of God personally yet, keep searching for Him and pray that you may encounter His presence here on earth. May God bless you.